Welcome to The Flash Technology, where we explore the latest in tech, from innovations to the concerns that shape our digital world. Today, we're diving into the complexities of smartphone addiction, the groundbreaking protection of neural data privacy, and a look at the future of Android tablets. Stay tuned as we unravel how these developments are redefining our interaction with technology. Smartphone addiction has become a topic of increasing concern over the years. Laura, can you share more about the research done in this area?
Certainly, Wendy. A study published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health in November 2021 took a comprehensive look at smartphone addiction among adults. It unearthed a strong association between smartphone addiction and various health outcomes, especially mental health issues like anxiety and depression. The review analyzed over 2,500 articles, revealing that physical health, such as musculoskeletal problems and potential neurological disorders, is also at stake.
That's quite alarming. Was there any difference noted in smartphone addiction across demographics?
Yes, a global study by researchers at the University of Toronto, covered by Medical Express in November 2023, surveyed over 50,000 participants from 195 countries. They found significant variances in addiction levels by gender and age, with women and younger individuals more prone to addiction. Interestingly, the highest instances of problematic smartphone use were in Southeast Asia and the lowest in Europe. The study suggests social and cultural factors may play roles, particularly in how women use smartphones for social reasons and communication.
And how has the pandemic influenced smartphone addiction?
The NIH highlighted an escalation in smartphone addiction due to the pandemic's enforced isolation and reliance on technology for psychological and social support. This surge in addiction is linked to COVID-19 phobia and an uptick in social media overuse. However, there's been a noted reduction in smartphone addiction risks as the pandemic began to stabilize.
It's clear that tackling smartphone addiction isn't straightforward. There are psychological, social, and cultural dimensions at play.
Exactly, Wendy. While there's no one-size-fits-all solution, developing habit-based interventions and promoting awareness about the healthy use of technology are crucial steps forward.
Moving on, the protection of personal data is more critical than ever, especially when it comes to our thoughts. Eugene, Colorado has introduced a new law in this space. Can you tell us more?
Indeed, Wendy. Colorado has taken a pioneering step by extending personal privacy protections to include neural data. This is a significant advancement in the realm of data privacy, focusing on data generated by the brain and nervous system. Passed with bipartisan support, this law signals a strong recognition of the importance of safeguarding our neural data, especially with the rise of consumer neurotechnologies.
What does this law mean for companies that develop neurotechnologies?
This legislation mandates that companies adhere to strict guidelines on handling neural data. This includes allowing consumers to access, delete, and correct their data, and opt out of its sale or use for targeted advertising. It's a monumental step in ensuring ethical practices in the collection and use of neural data.
Have there been any criticisms of this law?
Some private universities have expressed concerns that the law might limit their ability to utilize consumer neurotechnology for research purposes. Despite these criticisms, the overarching sentiment is that protecting neural data from commercial exploitation is paramount.
This is indeed a groundbreaking development in the protection of our most private thoughts and reflections. Thanks for that insightful report, Eugene. Lastly, let's look into the future with Android tablets. Rachel, what can we expect in this evolving market?
The Android tablet market is gearing up for an exciting phase of innovation and competition. Giants like Samsung, Google, OnePlus, and Amazon are at the forefront, each bringing unique visions to the table. The Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 series, for instance, is anticipated to advance their legacy with notable improvements in performance and display. And what about other brands like OnePlus and Google? OnePlus is expected to launch the OnePlus Pad 2, featuring a powerful Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 processor, in line with the performance of their latest smartphones. Google, on the other hand, is focusing on refining the smart display capabilities of the next-gen Pixel tablet, aiming for better integration in smart home setups. It sounds like 2024 is set to be a groundbreaking year for Android tablets. Thank you for the insights, Rachel. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Technology, we've explored the urgent issue of smartphone addiction, the pioneering protection of neural data, and looked ahead to the future of Android tablets. Each topic underscores the evolving relationship between technology and our daily lives, reminding us of the importance of healthy practices, privacy protections, and innovation. Knowledge and entertainment. On demand.